A company out of California is using biochemistry and tech to transform the hamburger by taking the meat out of it. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. There are about 50 restaurants in the United States that carry a special item on their menu. It's a burger from the company Impossible Foods, and it doesn't have any meat in it at all. Instead, the burger consists of plant proteins, with the active ingredient being soy leg hemoglobin. That's the ingredient that contains heme, a substance that makes the Impossible Burger smell and taste like meat. Some other ingredients include, but are not limited to, coconut oil and wheat and potato protein. The company held a round of venture capital fundraising not long ago, and some big players jumped in to contribute to the $75 million in investments. Among those parties were Bill Gates and also Alphabet, the parent company for Google. So what's the big deal, and how do these burgers match up with the real thing? The big deal is that it takes a lot of resources to produce meat. According to National Geographic, it takes about 660 gallons of water to produce a single 1/3-pound burger. That's not to say that if you squeeze a burger, you could fill 660-gallon jugs with the water that came out. That'd be gross. The water was used mainly in the raising of beef. Livestock need a lot of drinking water, which is a precious resource. Livestock also require lots of space, and it takes time to raise them. There are many resources required to procure, raise, slaughter, and ship beef. And while you also need resources to switch to plants, with the right agricultural approach, you can make the change, produce more food, and use fewer resources per unit. In this case, the unit is per hamburger. According to the company, their approach requires 1/20th of the land you need to raise livestock to make the same amount of food. It also requires 1/4 of the water and produces 1/8 of the greenhouse gases. In other words, it's kinder both to animals and to the environment, at least by those metrics. To achieve this, the company had to overcome a big problem. Heme is found in organic material, but it's far more abundant in animal muscle tissue than in, say, plant fibers. Soy leg hemoglobin contains heme, but in levels so low that it would take an entire acre of soybeans to produce a single kilogram of soy leg hemoglobin. That's not a sustainable strategy. Impossible Foods turned to genetic engineering for the solution to this problem. Scientists removed the genes responsible for the soy leg hemoglobin protein. They then transferred those genes into a type of yeast. They fed the yeast minerals and sugars to encourage it to grow and replicate. The yeast began churning out heme like gangbusters, far outperforming natural soybeans and reducing the amount of resources and real estate needed to make the stuff that makes the fake burgers taste like real ones. Producing the raw materials is really just the first step. There's a whole lot more tech and science needed to turn various proteins and oils into something that can pass for an actual burger made of meat. To do that, the team had to scientifically analyze beef so that they could find a way to replicate the aroma, texture, and taste. This included throwing some meat into a gas chromatography and mass spectrometry system. The system heats up beef so that it gives off aromas which have a specific chemical fingerprint. The team would then attempt to match this fingerprint as closely as possible with their mixture of plant-based ingredients. To get the texture right, researchers looked for plant proteins that most closely resembled those found in beef. Then they had to tweak those proteins because of their effect on the taste of the burger. Several people who have tried the burger, and spoiler alert, I'm sadly not one of those people, have said that it does taste more like real meat than other meat alternatives. Speaking as someone who hasn't eaten meat for more than 20 years, I'd be really curious to try one of these burgers. Sadly, none of the restaurants that serve Impossible Burgers are anywhere near where I live. But maybe I shouldn't be too sad about it. The food isn't without controversy. Some people object to any food that includes genetically modified components in it. I wouldn't go so far myself. Genetic modification is really just an extremely precise version of something humans have been doing using more primitive methods for thousands of years. The foods we eat today don't resemble their ancestors because we humans have taken a direct role in shaping their evolution through domestication, crossbreeding, and other techniques. Genetic engineering is an extension of this same trend, only it gets down to the genetic level. The bigger objections stem from the materials Impossible Foods uses to produce their burgers. The soy leg hemoglobin comes from soy roots. Typically, humans don't eat soy roots. This means the soy root is effectively a new food item or ingredient, which has led the FDA to criticize Impossible Foods. According to the FDA, the company hasn't dedicated enough time and effort to test the ingredient to make certain it is safe for consumption. This had little to do with the genetic modification and more to do with the fact that there just wasn't enough scientific data about soy leg hemoglobin in general. Impossible Foods submitted their product to the FDA for a GRAS notice back in 2014. GRAS stands for Generally Recognized as Safe. It's a way of getting a new food product stamped with FDA approval without going through extensive testing based on the notion that this new food item contains ingredients that have already been proven to be safe to eat. The FDA didn't see eye to eye with Impossible Foods, which eventually withdrew its submission in November 2015 in order to conduct some new studies. Controversy aside, Impossible Foods is producing 1 million pounds of their fake meat every month. The company only sells their burgers through existing restaurant establishments. You can't buy them in grocery stores or online. If you live near one of the restaurants serving up Impossible Burgers, you can try one for yourself. And if you do, you have to tell me what it was like. To learn more about food tech and every other type of tech for that matter, subscribe to the Tech Stuff Podcast. I do a deep dive on a tech subject with every episode. That's all from me for now. See you next time.